the first school you attended. What's your memory of that? What was the name of it?
I don't have much memory. It was a grade school in Cushing. My mother kept for years, and I think I still have it, a little report card, a little small 5x7 or something, yellow cardboard, which I signed as Clayton Roy Rogers Vaughn. That's when I was still writing. I hadn't shortened my signature. And I have no recollection at all of the school, aside from the fact that a picture remains from some grade, probably the first grade, and it had all of the school or the first grade or something, 30 or 40 kids standing out in front, dressed in 1940-something dress in Cushing, Oklahoma, which had a lot of bib overalls and that kind of thing, because Cushing was not really what you'd call an uptown town at that point.
You would have been about 6 years old, 1941, December 7th, Pearl Harbor. Are you too young? Do you have any memory of the announcement?
No, I don't remember the announcement at all. All I remember of that whole period of time is ration cards, ration stickers in the windows of automobiles, and milk that was delivered to your home with the cream on top. I've always suffered from a bad memory. I've always suffered from a lot of things, but among the terrible things that I have is a bad memory. I can't remember names, can't remember dates. Sometimes I'm just totally lost in terms of trying to bring back something that happened in my life at that point. I know a lot of stories, but in terms of being able to recreate a day, for example, in your mind, I'm lost. I just can't do that.
Do you remember listening to old-time radio programs?
No, as far as I know, we didn't. So far as I recall, we didn't. Even though we were the place in town where you bought radios, if you want to do that. But television came in the 50s or something, and I remember that we had the first television set in town. Before we had one in the house, Dad actually put one in the window of the store. People would walk by and they could see the test signal, you know, with the Indian head just sitting there. And then later on, there became a little picture of a sailboat. Then after that, the sailboat actually moved. And that was a pretty big deal, you know, pictures flying through the air. Don't think God ever intended that. And there were several of us who learned that lesson in later life.
A first television image of programming nature, of programs, or anything that strikes a bell right now? That
no. I've listened to a lot of old recreated stuff since, just as a matter of curiosity. You know, the old Jack Benny shows or a few things like that. I think because of the record store, I've always loved big band swing music, although I have a lot of deficits in my cultural personality. I don't know anything about country music. I don't know anything about classical music. I'm not a huge fan of rock and roll, although I have been to 3 Rolling Stones concerts. I think only because my wife, Nancy, to whom I've been married for almost 40 years now, thought for a time and may still think that she had a chance with Mick Jagger. So she would drag me. She still drags me to Rolling Stones concerts. There's a lot of other things I don't know about. Don't know anything about painting. Don't know anything about dance. I'm incredibly ill-read in terms of the classics. We didn't pay much attention to the classics in Cushing High School, and by the time I got to college, I was so interested in other things that never happened anyway.
But there was no recollection of, if your folks had the record store, of Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey and those people.
Not playing live on the radio. I mean, I knew what their records were, and I know the words to all those songs. I drive my wife nuts because you have CDs in your car now, you know. So I know Fly Me to the Moon, and I'll sing along with it, and I know all the words. I know all the words to all of those things. It's really crazy. I couldn't recite them right now, but you put the record on. And I can tell you whether it's the original person who did that or whether it's a cover, and I can do all the words.
So did that come about because of the music store, or were you listening to the radio?
I think it was just totally random, frankly. I don't understand how the mind works at all, but when you talk about remembering song lyrics, how do people do that? I just have no idea. And I'm one of the people who do it, and I'm just bumfuzzled. That's in my bumfuzzle list, John.
You leave elementary, you're into junior high school.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about that.
How about high school?
High school, I remember some things about that. I was really active in the speech program, which is what eventually got me into radio, because the same teacher taught drama who taught speech. I became a good student of hers, and we developed a wonderful student-teacher relationship, and I became what's called the stage manager at that time. So any school event that required use of the stage, I ran that, which meant I had a permanent pass from classes that I could exercise at my discretion to go set up the stage for an assembly that was going to be done or some people who were going to do, you know, whatever on the stage. It allowed me a lot of freedom. I don't think I abused it at all, but the people stopped asking me really early on what I was doing walking down the hallway in the middle of a class or something, because I'd just get up and leave, and the teachers all knew it. And I was the senior class president, and I played a little sports, not much and not very well, track, basketball. Actually, I lettered in basketball, which is kind of amazing. Football coach wanted me to go out for football, and I never could quite understand that. He said that he wanted me to because he needed somebody who could remember the plays, and I thought that was just too dangerous. Besides that, you know, you play football in high school on Friday nights in Oklahoma, and you do that through the winter time, and it's cold during the winter time. And I've never liked to be cold. I have a really low tolerance for cold. Actually, I have a doctor's permit for that because I have a thyroid imbalance that, if left unchecked, makes your heart beat at an abnormally high rate, which is not particularly good for you. When I was 40, 50, someplace in there, I went to the doctor about this racing that my heart would do occasionally, and I was diagnosed with this. It's either Graves' disease or Hashimoto's, one of them hyper and the other one's hypo, but they both produce the same thing, this heartbeat that's very fast sometimes. The people who have Graves' disease, I think they have to take a radioactive iodine dose or something and kill the thyroid. And the people who have Hashimoto's, which is what I have, don't kill the thyroid, but you still have to take the same kind of pill, which the brand name is Synthroid. And you have to take one a day for the rest of your life, and it's a small pill. You take the pill, you never have any problem, but you still have the disease all your life. And one of the side effects to those two diseases, well, at least to Hashimoto, which is what I have, the pill controls the heart, but it will not control the side effects. And one of the side effects is a low tolerance to cold. And so I discovered when I was middle-aged that I really wasn't such a sissy wimp who couldn't stand to be out in short sleeves if the temperature was under 80 degrees. So I started feeling a lot better about the manly part of myself. So I still have that. I'm wearing fleece jeans right now, although I knew I was going to be inside for this interview, and I assume relatively comfortable, but I don't feel overly warm.
Should we set the heat up?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm fine.
Let's take you back to high school. You were in charge of setting up the stage, but there must have been a point where maybe you were a performer. Well, you said you were in speech.
Yeah, and so I did a couple of plays, yeah, that sort of thing.
So,
well, several plays, actually.